This is the reading for September 5th. Isaiah chapter 57. Those who are right with God may die, but no one pays attention. Good people are taken away, but no one understands. Those who do right are being taken away from evil and are given peace. Those who live as God wants find rest in death. Come here, you magicians. Come here, you sons of prostitutes and those who take part in adultery. Of whom are you making fun? Whom are you insulting? At whom do you stick out your tongue? You turn against God and you are liars. You have sexual relations under every green tree to worship your gods. You kill children in the ravines and sacrifice them in the rocky places. You take the smooth rocks from the ravines as your portion. You pour drink offerings on them to worship them. And you give grain offerings to them. Do you think this makes me want to show you mercy? You make your bed on every hill and mountain, and there you offer sacrifices. You have hidden your idols behind your doors and doorposts. You have left me, and you have uncovered yourself. You have pulled back the covers and climbed into bed. You have made an agreement with those whose beds you love, and you have looked at their nakedness. You use your oils and perfumes to look nice for Molech. You have sent your messengers to faraway lands. You even tried to send them to the place of the dead. You were tired from doing these things, but you never gave up. You found new strength, so you did not quit. Whom were you so afraid of that you lied to me? You have not remembered me or even thought about me. I have been quiet for a long time. Is that why you are not afraid of me? I will tell about your goodness and what you do, and those things will do you no good. When you cry out for help, let the gods you have gathered help you. The wind will blow them all away, just like a puff of wind will take them away. But the person who depends on me will receive the land and own my holy mountain. Someone will say, build a road, prepare the way, make the way clear for my people. And this is the reason. God lives forever and is holy. He is high and lifted up. He says, I live in a high and holy place. I will also live with people who are sad and humble. I give new life to those who are humble and to those whose hearts are broken. I will not accuse forever, nor will I always be angry, because then human life would grow weak. Human beings whom I created would die. I was angry because they were dishonest in order to make money. I punished them and turned away from them in anger, but they continued to do evil. I have seen what they have done, but I will heal them. I will guide them and comfort them, and those who felt sad for them, they will all praise me. I will give peace, real peace, to those far and near, and I will heal them, says the Lord. But evil people are like the angry sea, which cannot rest, whose waves toss up waste and mud. There is no peace for evil people, says my God. Isaiah chapter 58. The Lord says, shout out loud, don't hold back. Shout out loud like a trumpet. Tell my people what they have done against their God. Tell the family of Jacob about their sins. They still come every day looking for me and want to learn my ways. They act just like a nation that does what is right, that obeys the commands of its God. They ask me to judge them fairly. They want God to be near them. They say, to honor you, we had special days when we gave up eating, but you didn't see. We humbled ourselves to honor you, but you didn't notice. But the Lord says, you do what pleases yourselves on these special days, and you are unfair to your workers. On these special days, when you do not eat, you argue and fight and hit each other with your fists. You cannot do these things as you do now and believe your prayers are heard in heaven. This kind of special day is not what I want. This is not the way I want people to be sorry for what they have done. I don't want people just to bow their heads like a plant and wear rough cloth and lie in ashes to show their sadness. This is what you do on your special days when you do not eat. But do you think this is what the Lord wants? I will tell you the kind of special day I want. Free the people you have put in prison unfairly and undo their chains. Free those to whom you are unfair and stop their hard labor. Share your food with the hungry and bring poor homeless people into your own homes. When you see someone who has no clothes, give him yours. and don't refuse to help your own relatives. Then your light will shine like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your God will walk before you, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then you will call out, and the Lord will answer. You will cry out, and He will say, "Here I am." If you stop making trouble for others, if you stop using cruel words and pointing your finger at others, if you feed those who are hungry and take care of the needs of those who are troubled, then your light will shine in the darkness, and you will be bright like sunshine at noon. The Lord will always lead you. He will satisfy your needs in dry lands and give strength to your bones. You will be like a garden that has much water, like a spring that never runs dry. Your people will rebuild the old cities that are now in ruins. You will rebuild their foundations. You will be known for repairing the broken places and for rebuilding the roads and houses. You must obey God's law about the Sabbath and not do what pleases yourselves on that holy day. You should call the Sabbath a joyful day and honor it as the Lord's holy day. You should honor it by not doing whatever you please, nor saying whatever you please on that day. Then you will find joy in the Lord, and I will carry you to the high places above the earth. I will let you eat the crops of the land your ancestor Jacob had. The Lord has said these things.
Chapter 10.
I, Paul, make my appeal to you with the gentleness and kindness of Christ. I am the one who is humble when I am with you, but forceful toward you when I am not with you. I beg you that when I am with you, I won't have to deal forcefully with you. I expect I will have to because some people think that we are only guided by human motives. Of course we are human, but we don't fight like humans. The weapons we use in our fight are not made by humans. Rather, they are powerful weapons from God. With them, we destroy people's defenses, that is, their arguments, and all their intellectual arrogance that oppose the knowledge of God. We take every thought captive so that it is obedient to Christ. We are ready to punish every act of disobedience when you have become completely obedient. Look at the plain facts. If anyone is confident he belongs to Christ, he should take note that we also belong to Christ. So if I brag a little too much about the authority which the Lord gave us, I'm not ashamed. The Lord gave us this authority to help you, not to hurt you. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to frighten you with my letters. I know that someone is saying that my letters are powerful and strong, but that I'm a weakling and a terrible speaker. The person who is saying those things should take note of this fact. When we are with you, we will do the things that we wrote about in our letters when we weren't with you. We wouldn't put ourselves in the same class with or compare ourselves to those who are bold enough to make their own recommendations. Certainly, when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves to themselves, they show how foolish they are. How can we brag about things that no one can evaluate? Instead, we will only brag about what God has given us to do. Coming to the city of Corinth where you live, it's not as though we hadn't already been to Corinth. We're not overstating the facts. The fact is that we were the first to arrive in Corinth with the good news about Christ. How can we brag about things done by others that can't be evaluated? We have confidence that as your faith grows, you will think enough of us to give us the help we need to carry out our assignment, spreading the good news in the regions far beyond you. We won't brag about things already accomplished by someone else. Whoever brags should brag about what the Lord has done. It isn't the person who makes his own recommendation who receives approval, but the person whom the Lord recommends.